You're listening to the audio production of Seeing Jesus from the East, a fresh look at history's most influential figure by Ravi Zacharias and Abdu Murray, published by Zondervan and read by Van Tracy.
To the memory of our dear friend and former colleague, Nabil Qureshi. He wanted so much to write this book with us, little knowing that his eyes would be seeing Jesus far better than any book can express. He is probably smiling at how little we know. Preface. Everybody loves a story. Having covered this globe as a speaker for nearly half a century, I've noticed how the posture of a person in the audience changes when I'm telling a story. Actually, this propensity starts early in life. I've seen it both as a father and now as a grandfather. There's never a night with the family that the little children wish to be tucked in without a story. Yet, there are different attitudes in the East and the West toward the purpose of a story. Before my arrival at an Ivy League school in the United States some time ago, there was a lot of back and forth between those who were in favor of my coming and those who were opposed. This was a result of the new tolerance in America. I normally don't read any such pro or con sentiment. However, on this occasion, one of my friends sent me an article by a leading atheist on the campus, which he thought would attract my attention. Ravi's method is all anecdotal. That was a fascinating statement in the article, and it revealed a mindset highly conditioned by the Western critical paradigm. The statement bordered on an ad hominem attack the man attack, but was cleverly camouflaged as a methodological critique. For the sake of civility, I received it as a legitimate criticism and responded in one of my talks. I said, in essence, if I were to ask the writer of that article why he didn't believe in God, chances are one of his strongest reasons would be the problem of evil and the problem of pain. When pushed to justify his reasoning, he would resort to storytelling, using one illustration after another of atrocity or tragedy. Suddenly, the stories would become the reason for his disbelief, all while he pretended that the reason made the stories. What it boils down to is not whether an apologetic is anecdotal or syllogistic, but what place each is afforded in the powers of persuasion. That's the heart of the issue. Both story and argument have a place, and ignoring one or the other risks the extremes of mere illustration or sterile argumentation. What this critic likely didn't realize is that his criticism of my approach, accurate or not, also criticized a whole wealth of Eastern belief systems. Almost the entire sacred text of Hinduism is a story. Much of Islam's hadith are story after story. Buddha's entire authority comes from his story. But where this critic was right is that stories do need a basis for truth testing before we draw truths from them. That is key. And it is a tough demand. The amazing thing about the gospel of Jesus Christ is that, though it is a story, it is a story that invites tests for truth. One of the elements that attracted me to Jesus was that everything he said and taught was open to historical investigation and was incredibly supported by prophecies and by his works. Jesus was the ultimate lawgiver and is the ultimate answer to our